I am George Griffin, and I'm running for re-election to the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board. I'm a retired educator. I'm passionate about education, and this may sound kind of weird, but I've actually enjoyed being on the school board. I completed one term and realized there is a ton of unfinished business. So the top three issues for me are, one, continue to work on implementing the curriculum and instruction management plan. 3 years ago, we had a curriculum audit, and they produced a 400-page report broken into seven areas. And one of them had to do with equity in curriculum. We did not have written curriculum in every course and every grade. So it was teacher-specific, and sometimes what students got was luck of the draw. It depended on the school you were in, the teacher you had, or the grade you might be in, or the subject. The curriculum division set about to implement a complete overhaul of the curriculum K-12 so that there was a standard written curriculum in every grade. It's a 5 to 8 year project to get our curriculum where it needs to be. And I want to see it continue, and it will. Two is develop a 5 year budget planning process rather than the 1 year process we have right now. In a nutshell, we basically every year take what we're doing now and look at how can we maintain that or perhaps expand it a little bit. And we go to the commissioners and ask for an increase in our budget. But what I think we need to do, and others agree, is we need to look out 5 years or more and say, what is our district going to look like? Who are our students? And more importantly, what programs do we have that are actually producing what we intended them to produce? And what programs might need some adjusting? All of that needs to be mapped out so that we know where we're headed, and then annually we can adjust it to meet our needs. And the third one would be a complete review of educational technology, how we're using it for student learning, for teaching, and the whole area of artificial intelligence. Nobody has really challenged the efficacy of teaching with technology versus old school paper and pencil. We haven't done a good job of looking at that, and the district has recognized that. And just at the last board meeting, the superintendent announced a big planning coalition he's putting together of teachers, parents, community members to begin to take a look at what is the scope of our issue with how we actually use technology in the classroom and is it effective? Equally important is how are we using artificial intelligence? How are students using it? How are teachers using it? And it appears to be all over the map. We're going to need to try and get a handle on that so we can maximize its use while at the same time making sure kids are learning critical thinking skills, which is what this is all about. Reality is we have a declining enrollment. We've had declining enrollment since 2021. And because we're funded on per pupil, we have programming set up for 12,300 students, but our actual enrollment is just under 11,000. We had a major reduction in force 2 years ago in order to get our budget to match our size. But we're at a point now where we're going to have to evaluate some of these programs to determine which ones are really necessary for our students in Chapel Hill Carrboro, which ones are really doing their job, because money's tight. It's not getting any better. It's not because people don't care, but the reality is we have a lot of vacant seats. We have 11 elementary schools, but the fill rate is only around 75%. We're talking now about we're going to have to look at consolidating one or two of those schools. Inequities are basically we have a group of kids who are not doing as well academically as we want them to do. And so we are monitoring each of those students. Our staff are tracking their individual growth every 90 days. A high dosage tutoring program that we've had in place for several of the schools has produced results. The science of reading adoption for the reading curriculum for the whole district is producing results. But the truth is that the kids who are struggling with reading have lots of learning struggles. And there's no magic bullet. There's no somebody out there that's got an answer, and we're just not doing it. So we keep at it. We keep focused. We are fortunate. The $300 million bond issue that was passed, our share of it's right around $175 million. Our intent is to replace three of our aging elementary schools. We are getting ready as we speak to put out a request for proposals for the architectural plans for Carrboro Elementary School. We're going to rebuild Carrboro on site while the kids stay in their current school, and then we're going to tear down the old school. We're also going to reach out to the community and see what do they want in this new school. I foresee the new buildings to be larger than our older elementary schools and more community-oriented. How can a school building serve not only the educational function, but the community as well? And then 1 year from now, we'll start Estes Hills. Same process. After that comes Frank Porter Graham. When voters see my name, I want them to think of leadership. I want them to think that we trust this guy. When he says he's going to pay attention to something, he pays attention to it. That I'm here to make this work for all of our students and that we're transparent, certainly approachable and fair.